British Prime Minister Tony Blair has dismissed President Saddam Hussein's pledge to destroy the Al-Samoud-2 missiles, accusing the Iraqi leader of playing games. Mr. Blair was speaking after talks with his Spanish counterpart, José María Aznar, in Madrid Friday. The two leaders expressed confidence that the United Nations will back a new resolution on Iraq. Mr. Blair said Iraq's announcement that it intends to dismantle its Al-Samoud-2 missiles has only come about under pressure. He said this is not the time for Mr. Hussein to play games, but fully rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
That although he gives out these concessions, as the threat of action comes nearer, he never actually disarms voluntarily as the UN have demanded. And so this is a moment in particular where we have to remain strong and remain true to the demand that the United Nations has made, that he disarms himself of these weapons, cooperates with the inspectors fully and completely, and starts by telling us what has happened to the unaccounted for material that everyone knows was there when the inspectors left. Chemical, biological poison.
Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar, like Mr. Blair, emphasized the role pressure has played. He is heard here through an interpreter.
Just to picture Saddam's regime taking a single step without extreme pressure from the world is being misguided, in my opinion. That's been more than proven.
Mr. Blair said both Britain and Spain were committed to working through the United Nations to disarm Iraq. He said he was confident the Security Council would approve a new resolution on Iraq.
That's why this is important, because if the United Nations does not deal with this as a unified international community, then our ability to cope in a unified way with future crises about the same types of issues will be hugely diminished. And that's why we're doing what we're doing.
The new resolution, which says Iraq has failed to disarm, has been submitted by Britain and co-sponsored by the United States and Spain. It has severely divided the council, but diplomats from the three countries say they are working hard to win approval. During their news conference, Mr. Blair and Mr. Aznar also said they are committed to restarting the Middle East peace process with the goal of forming a viable Palestinian state and ensuring Israel's security. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, London.